I would ask you to rise, s'il vous plaît, for the platform party entrance.
Thank you, Professor Purdy. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. graduating students, and honored guests. Bonjour à tous. It has been the tradition at McGill for the Chancellor to introduce convocation ceremonies with some personal reflections or suggestions to the graduates. Over the past 4.5 years, I've come to enjoy preparing for these events. And not long ago, I received an article from a member of the McGill School of Information Science about the scourge of widespread illiteracy in the U.S. and elsewhere. Et plus récemment, Alain Dubuc, l'éditorialiste principal pour la presse à Montréal, a souligné le niveau déprimant de littératie au Québec. One might reasonably question why I would want to raise the subject of illiteracy to graduating students from one of the world's great universities, but I'll explain. The first article I received was from a lecture given a few weeks ago by the British fiction writer Neil Gaiman. He, of course, has a vested interest in literate people. In his article, Gaiman referred to a visit to New York where he heard a lecture about U.S. prisons. What he found fascinating was the apparent strong correlation between the percentage of American 10 and 11-year-olds who couldn't read at a particular point in time and the number of prison cells which would be required 15 years hence. I was, to say the least, staggered by that information. However, I learned that this phenomenon is not unique to the U.S. It's the same in the U.K. and Australia, and unfortunately even in Canada. What the article attempts to illustrate is that we all share in the responsibility of preserving and protecting knowledge and encouraging literacy, and none of these more than those sitting before me today. As he says, protecting against illiteracy by all of us is a matter of common sense and humanity. Let me remind you how Albert Einstein responded when asked how we could make our children intelligent. His reply was both simple and wise. If you want your children to be intelligent, he said, read them fairy tales. And if you want them to be more intelligent, read them more fairy tales. Gaiman concluded his lecture with the following. I hope we can give our children a world in which they will read and be read to and imagine and understand. Je voudrais maintenant inviter Professeur Suzanne Fortier, principale et vice-chancelière de l'Université McGill, à s'adresser à l'auditoire. Madame la Présidente.
Bienvenue au finissant de 2013. C'est pour moi un immense honneur de vous féliciter pour vos réalisations, votre persévérance et votre travail assidu. Welcome to the graduate class of 2013. It is my great honor to congratulate you on your achievements, on your perseverance and your hard work. I'm joined here today by your families and friends, by our Chancellor, Chairman of the Board, Chancellors Emeriti, Governors Emeriti, by our Distinguished Honorary Degree Recipient, by special guests and esteemed colleagues. We are here together to express how proud we are of you. At the same time, I would like to express my slight disappointment. I've only been principal for 2 months, and you are already leaving me. We were just getting to know each other. I'm not ready for you to go, but you are ready. Alors que vous vous apprêtez à écrire les prochains chapitres de votre vie, j'espère que vous prendrez le temps de vous rappeler tout ce qui vous a permis d'arriver jusqu'ici aujourd'hui. Le travail assidu, bien sûr. Après tout, vous êtes du genre à vous inscrire de votre propre gré à une institution dont la devise est « Par le travail, toute chose augmente et croît ». Mais vous ne devez pas oublier tout le reste. D'abord, la joie d'apprendre que vous avez été accepté à l'Université McGill. Cela peut vous sembler bien loin, mais cette première étape est importante. Remember the friends you have made here. Remember all the people who have supported you in your studies. Family and friends, naturally. Teachers, librarians, and staff, some of whom we are honoring with awards today. All of them have been rooting for you to succeed. Your cheering section is even larger than everyone you can see and hear at Place des Arts. I would like to invite all the graduates to stand up. All of you, please stand up so we can get a good look at you. Now look around you and give a big round of applause for all the people who supported you. Merci. Today marks an important milestone. Savor it, enjoy it, celebrate. Then take a deep breath because you are not finished. I know, here you are, finally relaxing for a moment, and I'm telling you that it is not over. It's going to go on for the rest of your life, in fact, and that is good news. Today marks the beginning of something, not the end. You have a mind that is ready to learn, and there is so much more learning to be done. Certains de ces apprentissages se feront dans un établissement universitaire, peut-être même ici, à McGill, mais la plupart d'entre eux se feront tout au long de votre existence, où que vous soyez. Et j'espère que le bonheur d'apprendre vous accompagnera toute votre vie. I also hope that you will be active participants in the world. As we baby boomers begin to vanish, your generation has an incredible opportunity and an incredible challenge. The world needs people of action. It's easy to tweet from a distance, to comment and criticize. It is much harder to do. This is your time. This is your turn. Resist the temptation to watch from the sidelines. We have seen how engaged you have been as students, how you have initiated and led so many great projects. Please carry that drive forward. I also hope that each of you will take a pen and a paper, piece of paper, and write out a detailed plan of precisely where you want your life to go over the next 50 years. And then throw that map away. It is good to have a plan. It is important to have a sense of direction. But it is just as good, just as important, to be open to possibilities. Nathalie Bondil, la directrice du Musée des Beaux-Arts de Montréal, utilise un mot merveilleux, créativité. Life is full of surprise and great opportunities. Be creative in your life. Recognize when doors are opening and have the courage to see what is on the other side. I am reminded of a story about a particular McGill graduate in the 1980s. This young man, who admitted to not having much of a life plan, was back in Saskatchewan, living at his father's house. One day, he took a chance and applied for a job as a hockey coach at the Red Deer College. Mike Babcock remembers leaving the interview and thinking, oh my God, I'm going to get the job. Now what? That will always be the big question. Now what? D'innombrables chemins vous mèneront là où se trouve votre raison d'être. N'ayez pas peur des détours de la route. We have all heard about choosing the road less traveled. It is good advice, but sometimes you may need to go off-road entirely. Leave yourself open to creativity, and you may be amazed at what you discover. À titre de diplômé de l'Université McGill, nous faisons maintenant partie de la même famille. Nous partageons une tradition plus vieille encore que le Canada. J'espère que vous considérez l'université comme votre maison. Revenez le plus souvent possible. Les portes vous y seront grandes ouvertes. Please keep in touch. We will be thinking about you. You may not be able to hear us from wherever you are next, but your cheering section will be louder than ever. Félicitations, congratulations.
Merci, Professeur Fortier. I now ask Professor Anthony Massey, McGill University's Provost, to present one of this year's winners of the Principal's Prize for Excellence in Teaching.
Thank you, Mr. Chancellor, and good afternoon. The Principal's Prizes for Excellence in Teaching recognize a commitment to and the quality of teaching at this university. The winner we honor today embodies the best in teaching and mentoring, advising, and supervising. It is a great honor for me as Provost of McGill University to present this year's winner. I'd now like to ask Professor Raphael Fischler to join, already joined, the principal at center stage. Raphael Fischler is a professor in the Faculty of Engineering and is the director of McGill's School of Urban Planning. In nominating him for this award, one of his colleagues described him as, quote, demonstrating all of the attributes of a stellar instructor, but going a little bit farther than that. While much can be said as to his excellence and international acclaim as a researcher in urban planning, land use regulation, and planning history, it is his expertise as a teacher that we emphasize today. Professor Fischler integrates research with inquiry-based teaching and techniques that enable his students to develop research skills as well as written communication skills. An advocate of reflective practice, he has instilled in his students not only the appreciation, but the understanding of the necessity for lifelong learning. He's also one of McGill's public intellectuals, often cited and writing for newspapers. Simply put, Raphael Fischler, with his insight and vision, has garnered the unwavering respect of students, colleagues, and peers as a researcher, a teacher, and truly an educator. Despite his heavy administrative responsibilities, his enthusiasm and dedication as a teacher and mentor has remained constant through the years. He has truly set a standard for which all professors should strive to achieve. Madam Vice Chancellor, I present to you Raphael Fischler, this year's winner for the Principal's Prize for Excellence in Teaching in the category of Associate Professor.
Thank you, Professor Massey. I invite Dr. David Eidelman, Dean of the Faculty of Medicine, to introduce this year's winner of the Lifetime Achievement Award for Leadership in Learning. Dr. Eidelman.
Madam Vice Chancellor, Mr. Provost, I present to you Anne Wexler, a member of the Department of Physiology in the Faculty of Medicine. Anne has had a remarkable teaching career at McGill, spanning more than a half a century. Her inspirational teaching and mentorship has positively impacted thousands of students. She's both a leader and an innovator. The unit she developed in 1994 became a model of science clinical integration widely imitated elsewhere and long kept at McGill. She is deeply dedicated to her students, and her special ability to connect with them is appreciated widely. Her counsel is sought out by many. Anne's exceptional contributions to undergraduate teaching have been recognized previously. at the faculty level through the Osler Award for Excellence in Medical Teaching, an award selected by the students, at the university level through the Principal's Prize, and at the national level through the Canadian Association of Medical Educators Certificate of Merit. I myself am tremendously proud to be counted among the medical students that Anne has inspired for many years, and I can't imagine a more deserving recipient of this award. Madam Vice Chancellor, Mr. Provost, it is my great honor to present to you Anne Wexler, Teacher Advisor Extraordinaire and the 2013 winner of the McGill University Lifetime Achievement Award for Leadership in Learning.
It is now my great pleasure to ask Dr. Richard Pound, Chancellor Emeritus, to present Mr. Michael Babcock, that he may have conferred upon him the highest recognition that is within the power of this university to grant. Dr. Pound.
Chancellor, I have the honor and privilege to present to you Michael Mike Babcock. As coach of the National Hockey League's Detroit Red Wings and the Canadian Olympic men's hockey team, Mr. Babcock embodies diligence and determination. He grew up in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, and spent his winters, not surprisingly, on ice, playing in the Western Hockey League before coming to McGill. His on-ice leadership abilities were soon recognized, and he became the Redmond team captain. When he graduated with a Bachelor of Education in 1986, he was the second highest scoring defenseman in Redmond history. He launched his sports career overseas in 1987 as a player coach in the English National Hockey League. Returning to Canada, he coached college and junior teams, also spending one season at the University of Lethbridge, where he led an underdog squad to a national championship. During 8 years in junior hockey, he began his international coaching career, guiding Canada to a gold medal in the 1997 World Junior Championships and growing ever more adept at motivating his players to reach beyond themselves. In 2000, he was named coach of the American Hockey League's Cincinnati Mighty Ducks, soon moving up to their National Hockey League affiliate in Anaheim. In 2004, he became coach of the Detroit Red Wings, and they've been contenders ever since, winning the Stanley Cup in 2008 and constantly reflecting his philosophy of building a culture of integrity, trust, and respect. His record of over 450 regular season wins puts him among the NHL's most successful bench bosses. But the victory that most Canadians remember came when he coached Canada's Olympic men's team to a remarkable gold medal in Vancouver in a heart-stopping final. It comes as little surprise that he will again be at the helm of the Canadian team in Sochi less than 3 months from today. Mr. Chancellor, I have bravely agreed to follow him to Sochi to supervise his leadership and to take from his motivational skills, motivation for him as well, such as the disappearing ink on an honorary doctorate. Doubtless he will be sporting Canada's most famous cravat, his lucky McGill tie, which he wore during the Red Wings' 2008 Stanley Cup victory, and of course, most memorably, the gold medal game in Vancouver. While Mr. Babcock's championships behind the bench make him a familiar figure to fans, many of his greatest acts happened far from the rink. During his NHL career, he has always visited children's hospitals with game tickets and team memorabilia, most recently at the Children's Hospital of Michigan. Indeed, that hospital has given him his own laminated identity card. It reads simply, Coach. You don't need ID, however, when you show up carrying the Stanley Cup to show the kids. And perhaps by the end of this convocation, we can help with his new ID, Dr. Coach. Michael Babcock is an emissary to make any institution proud. He's a devoted husband to Maureen, a dedicated father to Alexandra, Michael, and Taylor, and an icon in those communities that claim him as a member. He represents his team, the Detroit Red Wings. He represents Canada on the international stage with pride and grace. And he represents McGill, not just by wearing his lucky tie, but in his words and actions. Mr. Chancellor, it is with immense pleasure that I call upon you to confer upon Michael Babcock, inspiring coach, teacher, and community role model, the university's highest honor, the degree of Doctor of Laws, honoris causa.
It gives me great pleasure, ladies and gentlemen, to invite Dr. Michael Babcock to deliver the convocation address. Dr. Babcock.
Chancellor Steinberg, Principal Fouché, Mr. Pound, Mr. Richard, honored guests, distinguished faculty members, graduates, mums and dads, families, and my McGill brothers. You have no idea how thrilled I am to be here today. As an education student at McGill, I learned early, you stand up to be seen, you speak out to be heard, and you keep it short to be appreciated so you can all relax. I received a call from past Principal Heather Monroe Bloom about the honorary degree and the opportunity to talk to you here today. And I have to tell you, I was very humbled. I was very moved. Making the call to my wife, to my kids, to my dad was beyond special. I was very proud. In the next couple minutes, and it'll just be a couple minutes, I'd like to talk to you about three subjects. Number one, the foundation that McGill is. Number two, maximizing your potential. Number three, choosing your attitude. In 1983, I left Saskatchewan. I guess before I go on, how about those Green Riders yesterday? Whoa. In 1983, when I left Saskatoon to attend McGill University, I had no idea how McGill was going to affect the rest of my life. I had no idea how it would affect the rest of my life. The standard of the institution, the commitment to academics, the expectations of the professors and the students around me were way different than the ones I had for myself at that time. They pushed themselves and they pushed one another for excellence. It was real simple for me. I either had to join in or be left behind. The young man who left Saskatoon to come to McGill to play hockey soon found himself a student with high expectations for himself. The foundation that McGill is helped me to get started. And that's what McGill has done for you. You can do anything you put your mind to. You can do anything you put your mind to. Believe in yourself. Be strong mentally. Bring it every day.
maximizing potential. I had a professor when I arrived named John Shomey. He had time for me. He cared about me. Over 3 years of my undergrad, I'd visit him regularly. He was a great man. In the end, he ended up being my advisor for my student teaching. Called me to his office to give me my final grade. He said to me, "Mike, I'm going to give you the highest mark I've ever assigned. That means you have potential. But it's only potential." I can hear him till this day in my mind. "Mike, potential is like a dirty word unless you do something with it." Life to me is about squeezing every ounce out of yourself, out of your potential. It's a journey. It takes time. But that's where the fun is, maximizing. Your potential is a moving target. When you embrace what McGill's taught us all, when you embrace lifelong learning, there's lots of room for growth. My potential today is much different than the day I graduated in 86. Attitude. I'd like to read you this. It's not mine. It's by Charles Swindle. It was given to me by Scotty Bowman. I have it behind my desk in my office, so it reminds me each and every day. "The longer I live, the more I realize the impact of attitude on life. Attitude to me is more important than facts. It is more important than the past, than education, than money, than circumstance, than failures, than successes, than what other people think, say, or do. It is more important than appearance, giftedness, or skill. It will make or break a company, a church, a home. The remarkable thing is that we have a choice every day regarding the attitude we will embrace for that day." I want to say that again. "We have a choice every day regarding the attitude we will embrace for that day. We cannot change our past. We cannot change the inevitable. The only thing we can do is play on the one string we have, and that's our attitude. I am convinced that life is 10% what happens to me and 90% how I react to it. Once again, we have the power to choose our own attitude." I spoke to you over the last couple of minutes about the foundation McGill is, about maximizing your potential, about choosing your attitude. Without building a foundation for yourself, you'll never reach your potential. And yet your potential is never determined unless you choose your attitude right each and every day. I'd just like to close with some things I think about regularly. Laugh lots. It's great medicine for the soul. Love. Share yourself with others. Live. There's lots out there. Grab onto it. Enjoy your family. All the successes you are going to achieve are much better when you have family to share with. Be confident. Push through momentary self-doubt. Your dreams wait for you on the other side. Congratulations, graduates.
It's really not fair when you hear how the inspiring talk that Dr. Babcock gives. And all the other teams that don't have him as a coach, they're really up against a wall. Thank you, Dr. Babcock. It really is a pleasure to have you. Nous allons maintenant procéder à l'attribution des grades académiques. Je fais appel au vice-principal exécutif, Professor Anthony Massey, pour commencer la procédure formelle. We will now proceed with the conferral of the academic degrees, and I call upon the Provost, Professor Anthony Massey, to commence the formal proceedings. Professor Massey.
Thank you, Mr. Chancellor. McGill's tradition is that fall convocations are university-wide ceremonies bringing together graduates from many faculties as one. This afternoon, I am pleased to invite students graduating from the faculties of Agricultural and Environmental Sciences, Dentistry, Engineering, Management, Medicine, and the School of Continuing Studies for the conferral of degrees, diplomas, or certificates. These are truly joyous occasions in the life cycle or the annual cycle of the university, and they are momentous events for individual students, particularly at McGill, where we have such talented and accomplished students. Each student crossing the stage will be greeted by the chancellor, the principal, or the chair of the Board of Governors. Students receiving their first degree shall remove their mortarboard or hat. At center stage, they will be capped, signaling symbolically and ceremonially the conferral of their degree. Students who have already earned a degree keep their mortarboard on and will be congratulated by a tap on the shoulder. Parents, friends, and students themselves will be pleased to know that in most cases, capping and tapping are done lightly. The parchment or degree itself is presented to each student by the dean or delegate as he or she leaves the stage. En vertu des pouvoirs qui me sont conférés par le Sénat de l'Université McGill, je déclare que les candidats dont le nom figure sur la liste officielle des diplômés de l'Université, qu'ils soient présents ou absents, ont satisfait aux exigences de leur grade, diplôme ou certificat respectif. By virtue of the powers conferred upon me by McGill's Senate, I declare that the candidates whose names appear on the University's official list of graduates, whether they be present or absent, have satisfied the requirements for their respective degrees, diplomas, or certificates. For each faculty, we begin with graduating students, followed by undergraduate students. I now invite Professor Alanush Soroyan to introduce the graduates and the deans of the faculties or their delegates to present the diplomas. Congratulations, class of 2013. Félicitations.
Faculty of Agricultural and Environmental Sciences. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Animal Science, Xin Lam Tang. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Bioresource Engineering, Iman Muhammad Samir El Sayed. Fru Wenghua Flexe. Abid Hussain. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Food Sciences and Agricultural Chemistry, Christelle Boumitri. Human Nutrition, Negar Tabatabai. Jiawei Wang. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Parasitology, Virginie Barrère. Plant Science, Annie Archambault. Ronnie Elias Shamoun. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Renewable Resources, Loïc Lorangeville. Archie Rastogi. For the degree of Master of Science in Bioresource Engineering, Naeem Ahmed Abbasi. Shoaib Akaram Ismail Arif Ismail. Karim Balbaki. Marlene Belanger. Alisa Sandra Serbu. Wing Shan Chao. Michel Duto. Megan Serena Firth. Yun Tzu Guo. Yashi Huang. Priyanka Kapoor. Taylor Alexandra Marshall. Nicolas Ouellet. Mubashara Rahman. Mary Ellen Anna Shane. Olga Shuvalova. Katina Maylin Tam. Sonia Wojcescu. Paul Alexander Westlund. For the degree of Master of Science in Entomology, Megan Sarah Blair. For the degree of Master of Science in Food Sciences and Agricultural Chemistry, Margaret Krieger. Lisa Diane Laflamme. Amal Mohammed. Leanne Jacqueline Wilson. For the degree of Master of Science in Food Science and Agricultural Chemistry, Food Safety, Dejan Kozic. Christina Krieger. For the degree of Master of Science in Human Nutrition, Brittany Lee Zwicker. For the degree of Master of Science in Parasitology, Philip Zanet. Plant Science, Ji Lan. Cynthia Angelica Leiva Mansilia. Christy Anna Catherine Lobat. Haritika Majitia. For the degree of Master of Science in Renewable Resources, David Poon. For the degree of Master of Science Applied in Human Nutrition, Mojdeh Abdi. Saad Safiya and Mandy Haynes. For the degree of Bachelor of Engineering Bioresource, Nolan Rogers. Gabriel Pascal Léger. John Jacob Benj Ong Cho. Yuri Kamada. Ryan Riva Joe McDonald. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Agricultural and Environmental Sciences in Environmental Biology, Sky Bergen. School of Continuing Studies, for the Diploma in Human Resources Management, Kirsten Sonia Nellen. Marie Vellingo, Dean's Honor List. For the Graduate Certificate in Accounting Practice, Charmaine Veronica Carter. Zina Edaibat. Robert Aldo Falvo. Ross Bardasarian. Ritzalina Gelera Fernando. Jamila Kotadia. Stephanie Shafipur. Yang Song. For the Graduate Certificate in Entrepreneurship, Farah Naeem Moabdelaziz. For the Diploma in Accounting, Catalina Acosta Navarro. George Bojdovano. Emranul Hoq. For the Diploma in Finance, Dimitrichka Vasileva Alenakova. Usama Azizi, Dean's Honor List. Naeem Muhammad Qatas, American Express Prize in Management, Treasury Finance, and Dean's Honor List. Camilo Andres Mesa Velandia. Pingdewendi Sandra Zungrana. For the Diploma in Management and Entrepreneurship, Diana Elizabeth Rodriguez. Asegul Akyuz. Alina Gutierrez Mejica. Kathleen Grace Lorenzo, Jacob Jonker Memorial Prize. Karim Nakhle. For the Diploma in Management in Healthcare, Elham Afsal. Michael Antwi. Wafa Afif Chabaro. Marie-Alexandre Tremis, Resolute Forest Products Prize and Dean's Honor List. For the Diploma in Management in Human Resources, Yalda Bakri Albitar. For the Diploma in Management in International Business, Nancy Sofia Becerra. For the Diploma in Management in Public Relations and Communications Management, Luis Miguel Cristancho. For the Diploma in Public Relations and Communications Management, Caroline Elisa Ode. Shahab Hussein, Dean's Honor List. Zakaria Hayata. For the Certificate in Accounting, Bi Ying Huang. Chi Kit Ng. For the Certificate in Human Resources Management, Renato Elizarde. Anne Havis. Yiting Yang. Melanie Wana. Stella Raposo, Honda Centros Award and Dean's Honor List. For the Certificate in Management, Elaine Lorenzo da Silva. Vitura Patmanathan. Michael Simmons. For the Certificate in Public Relations, Nancy Abdelhadi. Everett Martin, Dean's Honor List. Queenie Marie Noche. Eric Pepin. Catherine and Vanessa Starnino. Snahan Tazi. For the Certificate in Risk Management, Aristotelis Kentros. For the Certificate of Proficiency, English for Professional Communication, Laura Rebecca Abi Youssef. Harun Bachchazan Naji. Cynthia Chong Noriega. Andre de Almeida Farzat. Ganga Erandati Herat Mudian Selage. Camila Pereira Isolan. Natalia Lihu. Zheng Mao Liu. Fu Xiong Liang. Nana Fasuma Manzo Issa. Valeria Gemina Marquette, Dean's Honor List. Julio Alberto Piran. Alex Ramaglio. Liz Catherine Reina. Diana Marcela Reyes. Lina Maria Trivino. Javier Enrique Tuesca. Jing Wang. For the Certificate of Proficiency in English Language and Culture, Qadir Ibrahim Al Hamza. Ala Al Jeffrey. Nisrin Abul Had Amish. Roa Mohsen Bakadlag. Sara Ben Mluka. Ma'mun Benani. Karen Diana Buzan Ramos. Victoria Covrigina, Dean's Honor List. Nei Xuan Liu. Omar Mheimdat. Fanny Magalhaes Gonzalez. Maxim Reza Mehran, Hanako Miller, Shaheen Akhtar Mishu, Hannah Orand, Heidi Robles Salazar, Abdulrazak Farid Sila, Tegan Celebrity Chandler, Cristina Guadalupe Lopez Roldan, Yasmin Pir, Faculty of Dentistry, for the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Dental Sciences, Svetlana Tikhonova, for the degree of Master of Science in Dental Sciences, Farnoz Rashid Kandivani, Akanksha Srivastav, Faculty of Engineering, for the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Chemical Engineering, Muhammadeh Moini, Adamo Ricardo Petusa, Ivan Rafael Quevedo, Yusef Shafiyon. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Civil Engineering, Hamed Lacey, Irmgard Francis Schurich Kulik, Saeed Wahib Abdullah, Mahsa Derakhshani, Amir Kalantari, Hu Gok Doi Nguyen, Helgi Skuli Skulason, Konstantinos Tsianos. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Mechanical Engineering, Sajjad Arabnejad, Emmanuel Lucien Germain, Mohammad Jalali Mashayekhi, Jason Lepore, Stephen George Arthur Phillips, Ting Zhu, Wael Abdullah, Hussein Aydin, Jason Harold Milligan, Mehdi Sanjari. For the degree of Master of Architecture in Architectural History and Theory, Rana Abu Ghannam, Olivier Martinez, Cornelis Michel Torres Berrios. For the degree of Master of Architecture in Cultural Mediations and Technology, Noemi Desplan-Lichtert. For the degree of Master of Architecture in Professional Architecture, Nathan Bonville. Kimberly Boychuk. Kelly Ann Caulfield. Eloise Choquette. Stephanie Maya Huss. Ashley Huza. Sarah Jean-Jacques Dagenet. Kelvin Y. Ho Kung. Kim Laundry. Alexandre Lapierre. Christian Alexander Morse. Xavier Proux. Stefania Rosalia Shasha. Joe Fangjo Shi. Arunan Subrayan. Evelyn Velg. Christina Venditelli. Robin Whitwam. Charles Chuck Sao Wong. For the degree of Master of Architecture in Urban Design and Housing, Aravind Gopi. Rodrigo Pinto Monterosa. Sherwin and Rui Teo. For the degree of Master of Engineering in Aerospace Engineering, Matthew Claude. Brian Lee. Ahmed Shakib Zuhuruddin. For the degree of Master of Engineering in Civil Engineering, Nasser Marwan Al-Shawa. Alain Ozar. Laurent René Esno. Saviz Mokhtader Nejad. For the degree of Master of Engineering in Electrical Engineering, Mayar Abbasi. Amir Nabil Helmi. Ruan Ismail Ibrahim. Suman Khakurel. Brent Patrick Lawrence. Shi Lu. Nina Spasoyevich. Wendy Zhou. For the degree of Master of Engineering in Mechanical Engineering, Hao Wang. Yusuf Raghi Iskandar. James Ingo Medvecek. Donia Muhammad Shahi. Munir Muhammad Rohimun. Ninglin Shi. For the degree of Master of Engineering in Mining and Materials Engineering, Gabriel Garcia Curiel. For the degree of Master of Science in Mining and Materials Engineering, Saikat Chatterjee. Nathan Dick. Surav Kumar Panda. For the degree of Master of Urban Planning, Daniel Omer Blais. Armi Di Francia. Muhammad Zulkarnain Hamza. David Patrick Power Singh. Blessy Zakaria. For the degree of Bachelor of Engineering in Chemical Engineering, Edward Lavoie. Mutsawashe Fadzai Matanga. For the degree of Bachelor of Engineering in Civil Engineering, Karim Rida George. Amy Rose Johnson. For the degree of Bachelor of Engineering in Computer Engineering, Rami Sayar. For the degree of Bachelor of Engineering in Electrical Engineering Honors Program, Alexander Peplovsky. Electrical Engineering Regular Program, Sunny Malorta. Ramtin Parvizi. For the degree of Bachelor of Engineering in Materials Engineering Co-op Program, Francesco D'Angelo. Laurent Gervais Robert. Jason Primack. Engineering and Mechanical Engineering Honors, Roger Fernando. Engineering in Mechanical Engineering Regular Program, Matei Angel. Gary Simon Berdovsky. Christopher John Black, Distinction. Ralph Carmeon de Guzman. Bachelor of Engineering in Mining Engineering Co-op Program, Stephen Coates. Sean Grogan. James McNeil. Gustavo Adolfo Marquez, Dean's Honor List and British Association Medal. Fares Khalil Nasrallah. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Architecture, Amélie Kathleen Thomas Lambert. For the degree of Bachelor of Software Engineering, Sepand Nouruz-Zahrai. Desotel Faculty of Management for the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Management, Sorin Patel. Yanan Wang. For the degree of Master of Business Administration in Management, Ni Lu. Moses Opam Mamore. Sayed Musa Raza. Andrea Rey de Castro Pastor. Jonathan Silberman. For the degree of Master of Management in Manufacturing Management, Ali Zahra Chunara. For the Graduate Diploma in Public Accountancy, Sam Bakhshalyan. Camille Bibo. Manjot Deol, Kenneth F. Bird Prize. Andrew Kirpal. Sarah Perrier-Labrec. Bassem Seime. Michael Sabojian. Chelsea Grace Tinian. For the degree of Bachelor of Commerce in Accounting, Jiaping Zong. Lingbo Du, Dean's Honor List. Nilam Virani. For the degree of Bachelor of Commerce in Economics, Lila Rose Foxencraft. Mustafa Hussein. For the degree of Bachelor of Commerce in Finance, Farah Al-Mahyani. Alexandro Stulianos Bottenbruch, Dean's Honor List. Matthew Claveau. Martin Durocher Cloutier. Philippe Charles Fatal. Sinduja Varatarasa, Distinction. Kanis Faria Zaman. For the degree of Bachelor of Commerce in General Management, Zainab Melissa Bayraf. Mariana Botero. Brandon Brody Lapstra. Anne-Marie Lessard. Keith Dominic McCorn. Megan Saleh. Matthew Aaron Sapoff. Maya Elise Stewart. For the degree of Bachelor of Commerce in Information Systems, Tanin Cha. Laurence Ouellette Lefebvre. For the degree of Bachelor of Commerce in International Management, Nicole Cucenza. Michelle Ann Eggery. Dan Zhao. For the degree of Bachelor of Commerce in Investment Management, Carolina Kosiolek. For the degree of Bachelor of Commerce in Labor Management Relations and Human Resources, Jordan Mario Bertacchini. Elena Kozlova, Distinction. For the degree of Bachelor of Commerce in Labor Management Relations, Caroline Guadalupe Poirier. For the degree of Bachelor of Commerce in Marketing, Shuli Dong. Ula Jo, Distinction. Stephanie Irene Pitsikoulis. Ali Tarikhani. Samir Tagnet Hamou. For the degree of Bachelor of Commerce in Statistics, Yerlan Orazaliev. Faculty of Medicine, for the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Biochemistry, Laura Hewley. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Biomedical Engineering, Varga Talebi. Mireille Elisa Schneitzer. Charles Xiao Bong Yang. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Cell Biology and Anatomy, Shui Fei Cheng. Jeffrey Michael Smurl. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Communication Sciences and Disorders, Isabelle Deschamps. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Experimental Medicine, Panajot Bifsha. May you die. Nicolas Garnier. Laure René Jean Humbert. Lu Liu. Toby McGovern. Khaled Zohni. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Experimental Surgery, Sophia Weissblut. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Microbiology and Immunology, René Pierre Alain Lorgeau. Sarah Samuel. Ajita Tanabala Suryar. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Neuroscience, William Belkaid. Melissa Andrea Burt. Jacob Haskalovici. Jessica Rosemary Sudbury. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Pharmacology, Ariane Crudo. Michael David Perron. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Rehabilitation Science, Sky Pamela Edwards. Sandeep Subramanian. For the degree of Master of Science in Biochemistry, Daniel Eric Lantella. Unkyung Shin. Ruhi Vinayak. Genevieve Virgili. For the degree of Master of Science in Biostatistics, Zhuoyu Wang. For the degree of Master of Science in Epidemiology, Aliyah Ramjon. François-Louis Thériault. For the degree of Master of Science in Experimental Medicine, Karen Susan Jane Chombly. Hiba Chokhi Farhat. Frances Ann Hanley Derry. Casey Alisa Herskovich. Bonnie Joan Hoor. Maide Khayat Khulqi. Nina Ann Kinal. Lisa Nesvitsky. Mital Patel. Lauren Michelle Podmore. Tabitha Olivia Tunsaker. For the degree of Master of Science in Experimental Surgery, Bashar Nadim Hamadi. Jacob Pitaro. Ayat Salman. For the degree of Master of Science in Human Genetics, Ramesh Reddy Gugila. For the degree of Master of Science in Medical Radiation Physics, Qada Betal Aldosari. Michael Xiliang Fan. Sara Qolampur Kashi. For the degree of Master of Science in Microbiology and Immunology, Anthony Rainone. Janaya Rickard. Cassandra Marie Thompson. For the degree of Master of Science in Neuroscience, Anthony Gale Cotter. Alexander Tenik Danko. Adele Malik. Katarina Stojkovic. For the degree of Master of Science in Psychiatry, Ivana Di Leo. Jessilyn Renaud. For the degree of Master of Science in Rehabilitation Science, Claudia Brown. Ratna Puroit. For the degree of Master of Science Applied in Communication Sciences and Disorders, Taylor Lauren Broda. Eliza Claudia Bucarel. Catherine Clemence. Tara Faye Mosher Commander. Catherine Danielle Cook. Sarah Jozniak. Corina Dana Gavita. Mary Gendy. Kristen Gail Haynes. Samina Khalik. Raphael Leblanc. Kristen Elizabeth Mahler. Carolyn Patricia McRae. Jillian Mills, Raluca Wanea, Amanda Ovadia, Marie-Chantal Sabourin, Esther Sauve, Kellyanne Towsley. For the degree of Master of Science Applied in Occupational Health Sciences, Teresa Marie Fralick, Amanda Freiche, Ignaz Karpavicius, Megan Dominique Lambert, Eric Lemieux, Catriona Michelle McNeil. For the degree of Bachelor of Nursing, Yushuan Chai. Tanya Diabo. Lara Elwaza Argula Marfa. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Nursing, Audrey Allen. Shane Jonathan Anzovino, Distinction. Ahsan Bandiali. Valerie Baudouin. Stéphanie Becot. Anne-Julie Bergevin Marion. Margarita Bikova, Distinction. Sherry May Palsis Cadiz. Eve Manuelita Sherry. Julia Chong, Distinction. Ching Yi Chong. Goman Nerlin Colimon. Joanna Dimitrakopoulos, Distinction. Naga Divya Doku. Jean Mitchell Dango. Erica Frankie. Michelle Rosa Goulet, Dean's Honor List. Stephanie Elizabeth Goudreau, Dean's Honor List. Edel Ritza Di Ocampo Gran. Angela Mary Herman. Lorian Khoury, Distinction. Jennifer Mary Crayham. Jisoo Sophie Kwok. Genevieve Larouche, Dean's Honor List. Brooke Latulipe. Vanessa Lozon. Vanessa Laverne, Distinction. Xia Yun Lee. Gracial Ann Mebilog.
Jade Marcotte Lemaire. Samantha Yogo Marie Milhans. Tahreen Muhammad. Sylvia Maria Moya. Tiffany Nguyen. Fanny Pancho, Distinction. Qian Hong Chu. Lawrence Catherine Quentin. Jade Remy. Melody Ross. Margarita Christina Sikorsky. Kayla Lynn Sliskovich, Anne-Marie Foncom Memorial Prize, Lexi Fellows Memorial Prize, and Dean's Honor List. Chloe Hee Jiong Song. Lily Jielian Tam. Emmanuel Demers Tongue. Angelia Arshana Tikutatil. Tara Tessa Tombari. Marilyn Carmen Tobar, Distinction. Annie Tu. Nushin Walji. David Kwateng Williams. Maggie Man Yuk Wong. Dee Yang. Uni Yang. Marco Zaid. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Rehabilitation Science in Major Occupational Therapy, Zhuei Wu. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Rehab Science in Major Physical Therapy, Talia Erdan.
Graduating class rise again. Je demande à tous les diplômés de se lever. In my capacity as Chancellor of McGill University, I declare and confirm that each of you is now entitled to the distinction of the degree, diploma, or certificate that has been conferred upon you with all the honors, rights, privileges and responsibility that are pertinent thereto. Félicitations, congratulations. Please remain standing. I now invite the Secretary General, Mr. Stephen Stropel, to read the benediction. Please rise, all of you.
Go now in peace to share the gift of knowledge that has been entrusted to you. May this university and all graduates be diligent in the free and honest pursuit of truth for the benefit of all. D'où que nous venions et où que nous allions, humble et plein d'espoir, nous nous laisserons guider par l'amitié et la solidarité, et nous grandirons en sagesse. May you be blessed all your days.
Please remain standing. To conclude, I invite Professor Winston Purdy to sing our national anthem. Professor Purdy.